In retrospect, I should have, this is all on me, by the way, I should have delayed it just a bit so that I could talk to members of Congress, particularly the leadership of committees like this, to prepare them for what was coming, although I think most people would agree that this has been a topic of President Trump, certainly during his campaign and during the transition process. And as the great men and women, particularly of the border protection people, as they unfolded that or started to implement it, I should say, they got back to us with some suggestions about how we could alter it. We did that as I think the order was signed or released at 1800 on Friday, 6 p.m. Before midnight, we had made an adjustment. The next day, made a couple of other adjustments to kind of fine-tune it. We did have to step back and kind of re-caulk that in that first 24-hour period because of action by one of the federal courts that changed things a bit, so we had to kind of step back. But for the most part, you know, again, I know it can be an inconvenience, but what was done at the counters, so to speak, and at the very many airports where people coming in the United States, everyone was treated humanely. I've read the reports about people standing up for hours on end. Didn't happen. That people were insulted. I guess insults are in the eyes of the beholder, but I would tell you the kind of men and women that I serve with do not insult people. They're very, very matter of fact. They're very businesslike. But going forward, I would have certainly taken some time to inform the Congress, and certainly that's something I'll certainly do in the future.